Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we are back for another week of N4G Radio, and in celebration of our big announcement this week, I'm going to play music tracks in the background from Mr. Martin O'Donnell.
Oh.
Ooh, that's kind of loud. Let me turn that down a little bit. But with us on the show this week, we have a very full house. We have Gambus Con, Gambus I Hate Five Guys Burgers and Fries Con.
I didn't say that I hated it. I just said I like Smash Burger better. But
we'll do a poll. We'll do a poll.
Greetings, program.
There you go.
He also prefers Night and Day, the movie, to the Expendables as an action movie. Send him all your hate mail.
Also with us this week, we have the Wombat.
Hey.
There.
Also with us, we have Killer Wolverine.
Yep.
And back with us, we have Jeff Forsick, the Scorched Angel.
Hello, guys.
So, full house. So, let's get started. Gambus Con, you gonna do some fondling for me?
Some fondling? Sure. I have played some games this week.
That's good.
Yeah. Unlike the past couple weeks, where I just been able to just sneak a couple minutes here and there. Actually got to advance a little bit in some games. Obviously, I played some Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS. Loving it. I think I'm about 24, 25 hours into it. And I'm still not halfway through the game, through the campaign.
So what's your girlfriend think that you spent 24 hours that you could have been spending with her?
She's only seen me even play the game once. Here's the thing. It's been a while since I basically took my DS to every place that I go.
That sounded cool.
Sounded like you said something about a wigwam.
Really?
Yeah, you're broken up a little bit.
Well, every time that I'm waiting in line for anything, I'm trying to do a couple battles in Dragon Quest. It's my go-to game for my portable gaming right now. Actually, it's one of the two games that's my go-to game right now. Dragon Quest IX, fantastic. Hey, Jeff, have you played any more of it?
No, I have not. I've been working quite a bit, so whenever I do have time for gaming, I've been on my consoles, so.
I have
a feeling that I'm going to be carrying my DS around a lot more with me when I go back to school, so that'll probably be the game that I have in it the most.
Yeah, it's an amazing game. Another game that I played this week, I played the demo for the Lara Croft game on XBLA.
Yeah, I played the demo as well of that.
Fantastic.
I really like it.
Yeah, I do. As soon as I get paid, I'm gonna buy some more Microsoft point cards and get the rest of the Summer of Arcade that I'm lacking, which is still most of them. I do have Castlevania and Limbo. which I played both. I played Limbo for the first time this week.
Oh, yeah?
I like it. I really do. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's like Braid. I've heard that several times from people. I mean, yeah, because in a way, because it's a puzzle platformer game, but I don't know. It's got this really ominous feeling to it. I think I actually like it better than Braid. Just because Braid is like a, you know, psychedelic world, you know, and it's very, you know, psychedelic. Whereas in Limbo, it almost feels like an out of body, like death experience. I'm assuming that the Limbo that the game takes place in is pretty much like the equivalent of like purgatory, like between heaven and hell.
Well, that will be totally up to you when you finish the game, because it doesn't explain it. So there's absolutely no dialogue in the game.
Yeah, I do find the ambiguous storyline, you know, where everything is implied and nothing is explained, serious, and I like it better than like Braid's narrative of, you know, exposition.
There you go.
The lighting in Limbo actually reminds me of the original Walt Disney animated films, where you would have this like haze. It's kind of like this, like a dark shadowed haze that is always like slightly moving. It like reminded me of like some of the dark forest scenes that you would see in like Bambi or Snow White or something. It's really cool game. I really like the look of it. It's how simplistic it looks. It's very dark, not just in look, but and also theme. It's like a world of death, pretty much.
That was cool. Like max headroom.
Am I on the max headroom?
Yeah, your last comment just came through like E-I-O-O.
Sweet.
It was BAMP.
Yeah. I really do like Limbo. I'm not too far into it, but I'd like to play some more of it.
It's a good game. And really short though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it's like what, just a couple hours long.
Yeah.
Much. I think I finished it in about 3.
Well, that's cool. The other XBLO game that I played this week, I played some more of the Castlevania HD.
Harmony of Despair.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Dissonance, but that's another game.
Indeed.
But I actually beat the first level solo.
How much grinding did you have to do?
I did it on my fourth attempt. My third attempt, I actually made it to the boss and got killed. And then on my fourth attempt, I played it better than I did, and I still had quite a bit of health when I made it to the boss. And I beat the boss. I almost died, though, because you fight this creature that actually makes the floor drop. And when the floor drops, it drops you into an area where there's a bunch of, like, the knights that throw the axes at you and a couple of other enemies. And, you know, in that type of Castlevania game, when you get hit, it kind of, like, ricochets you like a pinball. And, you know, if you get hit, you almost lose control of the character. And almost died, but I was still using my magical powers in combination with my weapon attack to I finally took down the boss with basically a sliver of health left, and I was like, yay, I beat the first stage by myself. So I'm pretty happy about that. I know it's nothing special. I'm playing it on normal, normal difficulty, so I'm not playing on easy.
There isn't an easy.
Okay. Okay. I'm playing it on normal then. I really like it. I really would like to get a multiplayer game of this going on. I think it'd be fun.
I'd like to get a multiplayer game of just about anything going on lately.
Yeah, yeah. I concur with that, sir.
I ain't got no frickin' time.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Well, actually, I probably don't know what you mean.
No, not quite. You'll get there someday.
Yeah, I'll get there. I'll get there and I'll probably cry.
That sounded like a very ominous laugh. Like he was like, yeah, I'll get there. And about 9... Ooh, somebody cracked open a soda.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll get there in about 9 months.
Oh, God, I hope not. But,
Well, there is a way to prevent that, just so you know.
Nine abstinence?
No, not that one. No. There's other precautions you can take.
Yeah.
I learned that in grade school. Uh-huh. Or maybe that was just me.
That was
probably you, yeah.
No, you went to the same school I did.
Yeah, that's it. But I've been playing that, and I picked up a new game this week.
Oh, yeah?
For my PSP.
PSP.
Yeah. I picked up Ease 7, the role-playing game by Falcom.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it, actually. It's very, very fast-paced. It's like a top-down... It's a top-down action RPG. And, of course, this is the seventh installment of the Ease series. It's spelled Y-S, but it's pronounced Ease. This series has been going on since the late 80s. It was originally a PC game in Japan, and then it got ported to the Genesis. And then, of course, probably the best version of the original two games was the TurboGrafx-16 CD system of Ease Book 1 and 2.
Sold like three systems in America.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good game. But Ease 7 is, there's a lot of people on like on the internet, like on YouTube, that actually, like longtime fans of the series, who actually say that they feel that E7 is the best installment yet. And probably because this is the first Ease game where you actually can have up to a three character party. Whereas before, you would always just control the main protagonist. Very Zelda-esque style, where, you know, it's like Zelda, but if you can imagine like a Zelda game where you actually have a party of characters that fight with you, it's similar to that. It has a Secret of Mana feel to it, but with an even quicker pace. It's a very, very, very fast game. There's nothing boring about Ease 7. Except probably the first half hour of the game. Because the first half hour of the game, you're in a town, and you kind of have to talk to...
You pretty much I have imagine to talk... Killer Wolverine would disagree with you as far as there's nothing boring in the game.
Indeed, okay. I would.
Well, the first half hour or so is hands down the boringest part I've faced in the game. You basically... It's very, very old school in the fact that you almost have to talk to everybody in this gigantic city just to basically initiate a cutscene that eventually leads you to explore outside of the town. Which when you actually, you know, start exploring and going into the dungeons and the towers and stuff, it is really cool. The bosses are pretty tough. You actually have to recognize attack patterns, just like old school gaming. Overhead attack patterns. It's really good. The music is fantastic as well. That's another thing that the E series is kind of known for, because the first two or three installments was done by Yasuo Koshiro.
Yeah, I hang out with him on the weekends.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. But this game is not done by him. It's someone else, but you can definitely tell they were influenced by his past work. Overall, it's a beautiful game. I'm glad I picked it up. I really am. I was contemplating whether or not, do I need another game, you know, cause I still have, you know,
600 games.
Yeah. I still have a lot of games, you know, and I watched a YouTube video that was actually taped at E3, and, the guy who was demonstrating the game, he had such, passion for the game. You could clearly tell that he was a fan, and he was pretty much an expert of the series. And the way he just talked about it, because he actually had a save on the game. He said that you could beat the game in about 30 hours, but his personal save was like 70 hours because he wanted to max out every weapon in the game, and he just, because he thought it was like just such a fun game. And when I was at E3 and when I, you know, talked to a few people about their products and future games, I never really encountered anybody who was that enthusiastic about their product. So when I saw this video and this guy was like basically flipping out over this game that he was, you know, pretty much there to show off at E3, that was pretty much the selling point for me. And I'm glad I picked it up. I thought it was, I think it's a really good game.
Rock out.
So, that basically concludes this week's, gameplay fondling. And, I really want to get some more StarCraft in this upcoming week. I don't know when I'll be able to, but I'll try to, because the thing is with StarCraft, it's like if you want to play it, you want to have at least an hour cleared to play some StarCraft, so who knows. Definitely more Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest goes with me like everywhere, so that's no question. So that's pretty much my solidified future gameplay.
Rock on, Beavis.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the Wombat, which, by the way, freaking Frustrated Fury is just posting a picture of his entire house trying to win this Xbox.
Yes, he is. They're all trying to do different things.
It's cracking me up because, like, they haven't even listened to figure out what you have to do.
They're just guessing. They're just very excited to win the Xbox.
You might not want to open some pictures on Twitter just to be safe.
Yeah.
Which one shouldn't I open there?
The second from
anything
the top.
That, anything that's marked, if you give me the Xbox, I'll give you this.
Yes. Because you never know. It could be, you know, dong.
Nice. Apparently you saw it, didn't you?
I'm just
definitely
guessing.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And I might have sent a picture of mine to get the Xbox.
Oh, so well, you're disqualified, so you knew that beforehand, so you were just doing it for fun.
You caught me. I wanted to send you a picture of my wiener.
I don't think on my computer screen, my resolution's so high that I can't even see it. Alright, so Wombat.
It's a Wombat. Yeah. Well, I played, I didn't play, as is becoming usual, I didn't really play a whole lot. I did play, let's get this stuff out of the way that I play every week anymore, it seems like. Played more MLB The Show, played more Red Dead Redemption. As far as new stuff, I did play the demo for NHL 11, which is really, really good if you like hockey games. They've changed a lot of stuff this year. They've overhauled some of the mechanics, and it plays really, really well. So if you like hockey, you should definitely download the demo at least. I also played, as did several others, the trial of Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. And that's another great game. Really, really good. It's one of those ones where at this point right now, I know I don't really have time to play it. So I probably won't buy it for a while. But the good news is by the time I buy it, number one, it'll probably have dropped in price. And number two, it will have the online co-op. And other than that, I played some Angry Birds on the iPhone, which I love with all my heart.
I finally downloaded that game. I love that game.
Yeah, it's a great game. And that pretty much wraps it up for my boring ass fondling this week.
I was waiting to see if anybody said anything.
Awkward silence.
That's cold, dog. That's cold.
Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
So yeah, as far as future fondling goes, who knows? Who knows what I'll end up playing? I need to play more 3D Dot Game Heroes, but I really want to finish Red Dead Redemption. I'm just to the point where I really want to watch this pun. I really want to get on the horse, as far as that's concerned, and get that done.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess you guys will all find out next week.
Oh, I'm in anticipation.
Unless Zero fires me for being terrible.
I need game reviewers.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways. We'll move on to Killer Wolverine.
Yeah. I got a lot to talk about.
Really?
No.
It was just a giant joke.
No.
Just like this show. That.
I like that. I played some Madden 11. Still suck at it, but I think the saving grace for the game this year is the team online play. Because last year that was awful, and this year it is awesome. Played a few rounds of it with what's your name? I forgot your name.
Just call me Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Wow.
Old Family Guy. With ZT, or Carlos Spicy Wiener. I think he agrees. I think it was actually really fun and to play.
I had a ball.
Yeah. We played, what, 5 matches or something?
It was a lot. We played a lot of games.
And, I first found out how awesome it was because that day I asked you, I think it was Monday, last Monday or Tuesday or whatever, to get online and play, but you didn't because you were playing Kane and Lynch.
I'm sorry, I actually have to review games.
I jumped online with our good friend of Professor Chaos and played it one or two games with him and found out then that it was pretty awesome. So if you guys have Madden, well, I know Womble.
I do.
I know you do, Mr. Borsick.
Gamus has it too.
I did not know Gamus had it. Really? And I know Ryan probably, because he's not you're not a big football fan, are you, Ryan?
No, so I do not own Madden. Okay. As a matter of fact, I signed, as discussed before, I signed a contract several years ago that I would not play Madden ever.
You signed a contract?
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine was really good at it, and we used to play every night. A friend of mine used to own a game store, and we would just kind of all hang out there and play games all the time. And I used to play this buddy of mine who's really good at the game, and I told him one time that I never won, of course, because I'm terrible. So I told him, I said, if you beat me one more time, I'm going to sign a contract that I'm never going to play Madden again in my life. And he beat me, and I signed a contract that I would never play Madden again in my life.
Really?
Yep. So there's your...
Well, I'll be
there's
damn.
Your story.
Did you guys actually write that up?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you actually write up a contract? Okay. Hello?
Puzzle Quest?
Oh, sorry. I accidentally muted my headset.
I was like, did I stump you?
I took a blank piece of paper and wrote, I will never play Madden again in my entire life, and then signed it.
Yeah, with your
That's
own
a legal blood. Document.
Hey, be careful, you get sued for that.
So yeah, I don't play Madden anymore. Not obviously. That's a I don't really do it because of the paper contract. But I do I don't play it because I'm terrible at it and I don't have fun.
I hear you. I was about to swear off Madden after I got my ass kicked in this one so bad, but then I played the online team play, and I'm like, well, I'm going to keep it for that now. Because, I mean, I probably suck as bad as you, if not worse.
I don't know. I'm pretty off.
Just get low to me.
All right, thanks, Jack Nicholson.
Thing but, is, man, I'd like to play some Madden. I've always... Lately, I've been wanting to get into, like, football and stuff. I think all I need is that one extra little push, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I told you if you would text me or whatever on a night when you're available, I'll let you know if I can play. Like I said, my schedule's so damn funny that there's just a possibility that I might have time to play a game with you.
Yeah.
Sweet!
Gambus, let me know, man. I'll play with you.
Okay. Sounds like a deal, dudes.
Sounds like a date.
Hey, Gambus, let me know, but I'm not going to play with you.
don't let me know, because I'm not going to play with you. So.
Snap.
Well, there's just no love.
He knows I'm kidding.
Anyway, go ahead. What else you playing?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
Cain of Lynch. Cain of Lynch.
Cain of Lynch.
Cain and Lynch 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Dog Days or something like that.
I don't know. It's called Dog Days.
Yeah. Played a little bit of the co-op story, with none other than Carlos Spicy Wiener.
That's right.
And, it's glitchy. The game is really glitchy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I found, because I played it and finished it this week as well, and I found a few glitches, but not, like, a ton.
There was a lot of moments where... I really couldn't tell if it was a glitch or just the guy, you know, just stuck in some animation. Either way, it's a glitch. But a couple times, enemy would, you know, come running at you, and then he would stop to shoot. And when you'd shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot, he wouldn't die. And then we got kicked off. So, I don't know. He knows more about the problem than I do. Something about with a high kill count. I don't know.
That was my game that was glitching, because apparently the longer you play it, like, it gets this glitch where when you fire, and I figured out kind of what it was, it's apparently the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I stopped
shotgun
using...
headshot, I think, is what does it.
When I stopped using the shotgun, we were fine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I think the funniest glitch that we found was the first level when you're chasing the guy and the naked girl.
Uh-huh.
We got him caught in the door, and he wouldn't run away. He just stood there. And we shot him for like a half hour, and he wouldn't go away, so I ran to the next checkpoint, and then all of a sudden he teleported.
Mm.
I'm like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He wouldn't shoot. I don't think... Did he shoot back?
He tried, but he didn't hit us.
Okay. And, you know, we would shoot him, and I shot him in the side of the face and in the eye, and you can see, like, the bullet hole with the blood. I'm like, that's pretty interesting. But, yeah, that was, it's pretty, they need to get that patch quick. Because, I mean, it was fun that we played of, but, I don't know, it's just unexcused. That shouldn't have gone unnoticed before the game was released. That's something the game tester should have, you know, found.
You think?
Yeah.
So,
I was listening to a podcast, and they were saying the same thing, and they said that they took a video of it, of the freezing issue, and sent it to IDOS or Square or whatever.
IO.
And, IO. Yes. Thank you. They were just, the developer were kind of like, okay, thanks. Like, they didn't even realize that it was going on, so.
That's quality assurance right there.
Yep. Excellent. Oh, well. But, we did dabble in a little bit of the competitive multiplayer. What did we play?
We played Undercover Cop and Cops versus Robbers. Which, Undercover Cop is awesome.
Yes,
it is.
Because, like, we would not know who the cop was, and we were in a private chat, so we were going to tell each other if we were the cop. And we never ended up being the cop, so it was kind of depressing, and then all of a sudden you'd realize the guy was the cop. And you're like, well, shit. So we played 3 rounds, and we never got any money.
No.
So we're going to have to brush up on our skills on that.
Yeah. I didn't make no motherfucking money.
I played a bunch of the Fragile Alliance mode. I really enjoyed that.
I like that people mode, except for the people who just start the game and start shooting everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I had a couple games like that. But then I had a couple games where we really worked as a team, and it really made it fun. I mean, you really have to have that to make it fun, but it's still sucky when somebody, the minute you are able to start killing people, they just blast you in the face with a shotgun. So
I hate it when that happens.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
The cops versus robbers mode, to kill someone in that, you need like a shit ton of ammo. It's ridiculous how many bullets these people can take. So that was team deathmatch is what it is. So I don't know, that mode probably will be not my favorite.
No, I like the other two modes a lot better.
We didn't play the other one. What was it?
Fragile Alliance. We didn't play that, but it's basically the same thing as Undercover Cop, except there's no cop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, that's right, because that was in the first game, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I am also really bummed about the game that they have the DLC shown. Like, you do not have the DLC required, and it's going to come out in like a couple weeks. So it's obviously it was pulled out of the game.
Oh, come on. They've already announced DLC for Red Faction Armageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was the DLC game, or the downloadable game is getting DLC.
They just announced Armageddon's DLC, too. Oh,
Jesus. Well, you'd think at this point in this generation that pretty much any game that comes out will have DLC of some sort.
Yeah.
Very rarely does anything come out now that doesn't have any, so you don't need to announce it before the game comes out.
Except for Mortal Kombat, where they announced they were going to add more characters.
Right, which is cool.
Well, okay, there's exceptions.
Well, it's Mortal Kombat, it gets away with anything.
Exactly.
Even Castlevania HD for XBLA is getting down DLC.
Yeah, I know. What's awesome about that is like they add new castles, and like most players can't even get out of the first one.
Well, I did, so there's hope.
but just like Demon Souls, have you beat the second castle yet?
No.
Okay. Anyway, Killer Wolverine, do you play anything else?
No, I have not.
Okay. So what's on your agenda this week?
I'd like to get back into some FIFA again.
I bet you would.
FIFA.
Las Vegas. Or Viagra. We can go that one, too.
I did forget to mention that I did play it's still Madden, but I played a good amount of the Madden moments, which you know still Madden moments if you played it last year. The only problem I have with it, because I didn't play him too much last year, is so I don't know if the problems was the same when I played it. Madden moments for last year's football season, you have this year's rosters. So if you're playing a Madden moment with the Bengals, you have T.O. on your team. That didn't quite fit because he wasn't on the team last year. So if you want to do Madden moments, you got to play with this year's roster, which
it's
I wish
stupid.
They, it is very stupid, and I wish they would, you know, correct that, because that's the whole point of Madden moments, is to take the team last year and try to change history or rewrite history, but... Oh well, so. But other than that, I am stuck on
Band-Aid, because Band-Aid's stuck on you.
Oh,
spread my
man.
Mind. You need to get out of my mind, man. But I'm stuck on the Rams taking on the Colts when the Rams were down 3 scores. You have 10 minutes in the fourth quarter to come back and win the game. So it's the Rams versus the Colts. It's very hard because it's the Rams versus the Colts.
It's because it's the Rams.
Versus the Colts.
It doesn't matter who it's versus, it's the Rams.
Oh, that's very true. So, but and I that's the last one I need to unlock a new tier of them. I wish they were just all unlocked. I don't want to play the Rams versus the Colts. I really don't.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to find a way to beat them.
Because if it's there on Sunday.
Close once, I tied the game up. Because you pretty much, for 10 minutes...
you have to score because you get the ball. You have the ball in the first quarter, and you have to score really quick, and then stop them, and then score again really quick, and then stop them, which I did to tie up the game. And then on third and like, I don't know, eight, when the Colts had the ball, they broke a big old run and scored a touchdown. So I was like, fuck it, I quit. It's just, it's, oh god, it's hard. So, oh well.
That's what she said.
Indeed, she did say that. So I'll be playing that particular Madden moment probably for the rest of the week.
Alright.
I don't think.
Alright.
No, Spider-Man's not for another couple weeks, is it? So.
I don't know, I just know September is when the shitstorm hits the hill.
Yeah. the gates of hell open. It begins.
It's begins.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, Gambus. I was waiting for somebody to say it.
There we go. Anyway, we're going to move on then. So we'll move on to Jeff Borsig. There you go.
Okay.
That was cool. Well,
following in the footsteps of Wombat and Wolverine, I have not played much this week either.
And we're an awesome video game podcast.
This is a boring ass show because I don't have much either, so there you go.
I played some Madden. Just playing franchise mostly. I started a franchise with the Bengals.
Why?
Because I did. Because
they're going to be good this year.
My
man.
Ass.
They got T.O.
Yeah, what's he like, 40?
9. 49.
Anyway. I like the difficulty in that game. It is, because I'm not that good at football games, but it gives me the right amount of challenge. Like, I don't blow out, like, I don't get, like, 500 points or whatever, and, but I don't, you know, lose by a bunch either. It makes it a very close game.
See,
and makes
now,
it fun.
To me, to interject here real quick on that Madden difficulty.
You interject.
Yeah, word of the day toilet paper.
He's in college.
It's the same problem as it has been for quite some time. I suck at the game, as previously mentioned. I play it on rookie, and I dominate. I really dominate them to where it's like 84-0.
And it's just not fun.
And it's really not fun. And then I move it up to the next difficulty level, which is pro, and I can't score a motherfucking touchdown. There is no real good balance, and they have struggled with this for years, of finding a good balance between rookie, pro, and then whatever the other modes are, because I will never ever touch them. But you shouldn't have to adjust the sliders to get the perfect difficulty. Yeah. You know, if you're a rookie, then you're better than what you think you are. Of course you're going to, you know, blow them out. But then when you get confident enough to go into pro, you're going to get your ass chewed. Yeah. And I don't agree with that. They need to find a good balance between rookie and pro. Because see, if I dominate in rookie, I expect to at least score a few points in pro and not have a lot of difficulty.
Why don't you put it on custom?
I did not see there was a custom option.
Yes, there is a my skill option.
Well, again, I shouldn't have to do that. I understand that's why they do it, but I shouldn't have to. I mean, that's a big leap from scoring that many points to not being able to score points and just, you know, from rookie to pro. That's a big leap. And if you're playing rookie and you think that, you know, you're blowing the computer out and it's not fun and you change the difficulty to pro, it's going to be not fun for you because you're going to get blown out.
Oh, we played all pro online.
I know, and that's weird because we played, like you said, all pro online and we kept it close and we won. But individual, if I was playing, you know, that game on all pro by myself, I would have the ball probably all 5 minutes. Because for pro, I can't score. I can't do anything. Hmm. So, I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about, Ken. You know, because we both talked about this before.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had as much problem with this year's game.
Well, I still see the same problem, but I shouldn't have to customize it. It should be a nice,
you know, transition between rookie and pro to where you're, you know, going from kicking the shit out of the computer to being kicked, you know, to death by the computer. It shouldn't be that way. Hmm. So that's just my rant. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine, man. It's cool. But just for clarification, I play on pro, and that's what I mean. That is my perfect difficulty. So that's just, I don't know if that's just me, you know, if I'm good enough to make it that on pro, but or not. But that's where I'm at.
Basically, what he's saying, Killer Wolverine, is that you're terrible at the game.
Well, I could have told him that, man.
I know. How many times have you said you suck today about it?
50 times.
Let's see what else. I played and finished Kane and Lynch 2 in 2 days.
What took you so long?
2 sittings is dinner. That's what took me.
Hell yeah, dinner. That's a good answer, man.
You would say that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you would say that.
I liked it. I thought it was a good game. I don't think it did anything mind-blowing, but I had fun with it. Yes, there are some glitches, as Killer Wolverine mentioned. I hope it will be patched, so then I can play the online a bit more, but... And I want to go through the game with co-op, because I want the achievements for that. So...
Achievementification.
So, that's, you know, it's a good game. I enjoyed it, so... I guess that's all that matters, right?
Indeed, that is all that matters.
I also did play the demo of Lara Croft, and as both Gambus and Wombat said, I will eventually buy it, because I did enjoy the demo, I just don't have the cash right now.
I hear that.
Because I spent that cash on Tekken 6 because I got it for $10.
Oh. Wow.
There, if you're part of the Gamers Club for
you
Best
take
Buy...
take it back and see if you can get $10 back.
But if you're part of the Gamers Club for Best Buy, you save like $30 off the original price and you can get it for $9.99. So, I did that because it's...
Do you get, like, a card for that?
Well, you are a Reward Zone member, and then you can sign up online for the Gamers Club and get special Gamers Club coupons, like, specifically designed for discounts on video games.
I swear I did that, and I don't get any discounts.
I told you to sign up for that, and you never did.
No, I did. I went online. I know I did.
Do you go to your little myrz.com and...
Yeah.
That's where the coupons are. If you select clubs and go to Gamers Club, you can print them right there.
Oh, I didn't check Gamers Club. I might have to do that.
Well, that's probably where the Gamers Club coupons are.
Do they expire?
Yes.
Shit. I probably have like 500 with them.
Well, they don't keep them up there.
Oh, they don't?
They're just monthly.
Oh. Well. Oh, well.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's right here. Save $30 on Tekken 6. You print this coupon and it becomes $9.99.
That's a good deal.
Can you get to that? Can you get to that from BestBuy.com?
Well, yeah, if you want to go that far, but just go to MyRZ and log in.
Too late.
Yeah, well, you go the long way around. I don't give a shit.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should kiss my ass. Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
there you go.
That's it for... Well, I'll talk... I guess I can talk about Tekken, even though you guys have, I'm sure, talked about it back...
Was it like 1994?
Yeah, something like that.
And Tekken was relevant?
I was having fun with it until I got to a point in the arcade mode where I could not beat a fucking panda.
Was really the panda? It wasn't the giant demon-looking thing?
Welcome no, I... Tekken. Yeah, no shit. But no, it's a fun fighting game. Like, I'm not the best at fighting games, as I've mentioned before, but I button mashed and got through it until the damn panda kicked my ass like 6 times. And then I tried the scenario campaign mode, which is just like a beat 'em up.
Which is just stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid, but you get the most out of it. You can unlock the most stuff and...
You do know that the game also does time unlocks.
No, I did not know that.
So if you just like let it sit there, eventually all the characters will unlock and the endings will unlock and whatever.
Yep.
Really?
Mm. Yep, huh. Just like the arcade.
Do you know how... Well, I'll look it up, how long
it's a long time.
For certain things to unlock, but it's I like just like let it sit overnight or something.
Hours and hours.
Okay, well, I did not know that. Thank you for the heads up.
Maybe I'll print this coupon out. That's a pretty slick deal.
Where do you find that at?
I told you, under my reward zone.
Yeah, I see
you
it.
See
I
community
see
and clubs, reward zone gamers club. You click on that, and then you click special offers, and boom, there's all your coupons.
Community and club. Oh,
congratulations. Thought you were in school for the internet.
Yeah.
Not for Best Buy's internet.
But I also just saw that Fixer did the same deal, and apparently Tekken in the store right now is $29.99. So it says save $30, so really you should get it for free.
Oh.
And I guess Fixer bitched at him, and they got the manager to come over, and he got it by just paying for tax. That's all they had to pay for. So he got it for like maybe a couple bucks.
I think I'll go to Best Buy tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, you might want to go tonight, because I think it expires today. Yeah, through the 22nd, which is today.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm screwed, because I ain't going nowhere today. But, well, congratulations on talking up this awesome deal that nobody can fucking go get now. Way to go.
They can go get it today.
No, the show doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Well, that sucks.
Well, we're sorry that he made everybody disappointed.
I posted it on Twitter after I did it yesterday anyway. So
ugh.
If they really cared, they would know.
If they really cared, they follow you, right?
Exactly.
Well, but, shit monkeys, never mind.
That is all I played this week.
Alright, Future?
Mafia 2.
You're buying it?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. There you go.
And Sam and Max. Sorry. The new episode for PS3 should be out.
Scam and Max?
Scam and Max?
Jesus Christ. There's like 1,500 of those stupid things now. You know, it was like a novelty when they first announced it. Like, oh look, they're bringing Sam and Max back. Now they've shoved it down my frickin' throat. I haven't played any of them, and I don't want to play them now. There's been so many of them.
Yeah, this is the last one of this quote-unquote season.
Hopefully it'll get canceled. Anyway, I have absolutely nothing to talk about then. The only thing that I played really was Kane and Lynch, because I was reviewing it this week. I did play some more Tomb Raider. I liked Kane and Lynch. And I know I will shock the world when I say this, but I didn't like it. I personally didn't like it as much as the first one, even though it was a better game than the first one. I just like the scenarios of the first game. Kind of like how there was a kidnapping level, and there was a bank heist level, and there was a... You know, it had a lot. There was a prison break level. There was just more substance to the single player, whereas this time it's just, hey, here's 4 hours of shooting every motherfucker in front of you. And that's it. I literally thought the game was too long. I mean,
really?
that's how repetitive it gets.
That's pretty bad.
The last level, I was like, God, I wish this was over. I mean, because there's nothing else to the game. You literally... There's not even fucking grenades. I mean, it's just shoot.
It's just shoot, 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 shoot. Okay, that's level over.
It's shoot, 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 run around naked, shoot, 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 fly a helicopter, shoot, 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 game over.
Yeah, that run around naked part was, I'm not going to spoil it, but it was awkward.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and there's two dudes.
Yeah,
so
think about
naked, naked double time.
It does sound awkward.
Well, I think Gambus just bought it.
Sounds like a game is coming Saturday night.
Especially with the cuts. What's up? Anyway, I played
That's
a little more
Marine Saturday night.
Oh, you.
Anyway, I did play some more Lara Croft, and you guys talking about the demo. Yeah, you should definitely buy it. It is freaking incredible game. And relatively long. Probably about three times as long as Limbo. And it's the same price. So, I'm only... I forget how many chapters I have left to go, but I'm like three and a half hours into it. So it's really freaking good. Other than that, I played the same stuff. I played online with K-Dub over there with some Madden, which was fun. And that's really all I've played this week. I focused on Kane and Lynch because I didn't have a lot of time to play. I did play... I bought a new phone, so I played Need for Speed Shift on my phone because it was installed on the phone when I got home.
How was it?
Yeah, I only played it for like 30 seconds.
Sweet.
So there you go. This week I am going to be in the same boat. It's just going to be Mafia because I'm reviewing it, so that's probably all I'll play this week. Although Saturday night, I know I am being a part of the gamer night for Front Towards Gamer.
Awesome.
If any of you guys want to join in, I know I can probably get some of you. We're going to be playing Monday Night Combat. He asked me if I wanted to play, and I said sure, and he kind of made it into like this N4G versus Front Towards Gamer. I'm like, I'm the only one that agreed, so that's unfair.
What night is this?
Saturday night, 7 p.m.
I might be able to, because I go back to school that day, so it's kind of up in the air.
I thought it was kind of funny. I'm like, it's just going to be me against the world.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm pretty good, but I don't think I'm that good. Shit.
Ain't no good.
So,
when do you have to know by?
Saturday night at 7.
Oh, okay. Then I have time?
Yeah. I need to know by the end of this show. So how about that? Because I know you'll procrastinate till Saturday at 6:55.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
And leave me hanging.
Yes.
And I get on there and it'll be Front Towards Gamer versus Zero Tolerance. I'll be like, my boys ain't here. But other than that, like I said, I'm playing Mafia 2 this week for review. I don't really think I have anything else. The arcade game this week, I will be getting that hopefully, which is Shank. Shank comes out this week.
Oh, that's
really
nice.
As well as, I think Scott Pilgrim hits Xbox Live this week.
I played the demo of that on PS3. It was a kind of a minor mention. I played it for about 5 minutes and really was not that impressed. So
there you go.
Yeah.
But that's it. So yeah, my fondling was very boring. I think everybody's was. God, we suck.
Yeah.
Way to raise my self-esteem. Now I'm going to go have one of my Saturday night parties. I don't know.
You were going to have one anyway.
Shut up, you.
Thing is, I think I had a pretty good time this week.
Well, I'm glad you did. But you still don't like Five Guys.
And you think Nine Day is a better action movie.
Oh, Gambus. You know we love you.
Yeah. Tough love.
Gambus Khan's favorite action movie is You've Got Mail.
He thinks Meg Ryan was just super actiony in it.
Yeah.
Super actiony.
That's a new word.
He thinks Meg Ryan could totally beat up Steven Seagal.
Why do you want to talk to me? I'm a cop. Don't you know I'm a cop now?
Oh, Steven Seagal.
Now that the fondling is over, it's time to cover some news, and with Gamescom this week, we got an ass load. So I rehired the voice announcer guy because I'd fired him.
And now, news for gamers, internet style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Although I'm not sure why we're still calling it that. Brought to you by our big contest. Because let's face it, nobody's going to listen to this show just for our boring asses. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
See? That's why I brought him back.
Yeah.
Why'd you fire him?
Well, because he kept stealing doubloons out of my underwear.
What? You are a liar and a...
anyway.
Okay.
Starting off with news, talking about DLC, Valve has announced The Sacrifice for Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. Which basically gives you the opportunity to play through some campaign for the original game and let you choose who dies in the passing, which is kind of weird because it already told you who died. But you get to choose this time, so there you go. But any more Left 4 Dead is always good because that's a good game. There will be co-op in Portal 2, and apparently it looks pretty badass. Mortal Kombat apparently will not need patches for online balancing because the developers have built in a toggle switch for the online that they can control from their end.
Nice.
Some other game I read about recently did that, or was doing that. I think it was Monday Night Combat.
Monday Night Combat, yep.
So this is actually pretty cool because things like projectiles, they can slow down, they can change the damage of certain combos and attacks. For once the game gets a little unbalanced when there's a nerfed character or a character that's overpowering, they can fix it.
Hopefully nobody finds a way to hack that.
Yeah, with no patch, though. That's actually pretty nice.
Right.
Torchlight is hopefully going to be out before holiday season on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. And if you have not played this game, you need to play this game.
Better be out before the holidays.
Why? You go fight them if they don't?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever. apparently, Red Faction Battlegrounds may be the pre-order bonus for Red Faction Armageddon.
Ooh,
THQ does expect the game to be between $5 and $10, though. So, which I was excited.
I missed that completely. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Red Faction Battlegrounds may be Armageddon's pre-order bonus.
Oh, okay.
Which I was excited when I first heard about the game because I thought it was going to be that destruction mode from Guerrilla. And then I realized it was more like a car combat overhead destruction game.
Reminded me a lot of Calling All Cars.
Yes, but with...
And we know how well that game, you know, did.
That game was like basketball, though, according to David Jaffe.
Like basketball?
Yeah, well, because you, like, threw the money through the hoop or whatever.
Right.
So it was like NBA Jam. I didn't like
that game. Don't compare it to NBA
Jam.
It's gotta be the shoes!
He's on fire.
Apparently, the developer we talked about last week, Chrome, the guys who developed the Xbox Live Arcade Game Room, are in trouble. They haven't been closed yet. They're going to be doing layoffs. They're not actually closing. So, still bad, but not as bad. The soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim is due to hit iTunes.
So, sweet.
I know Gambus will get excited about that.
Yeah, I love the classic game and music.
In case we needed more games about zombies, Zombies the Board Game is still coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Zombies the Board Game? I haven't even heard of that.
Yes, it's created by Twilight Creations. It's a tabletop game. It's also on mobile phone, I guess. Depending on the success of the mobile phone, it'll come. Irrational Games is undecided about multiplayer and BioShock Infinite. My suggestion, leave it out. I like the BioShock 2 multiplayer, but I didn't need it. I'd much rather have that kick-ass BioShock Infinite game, because it looks badass.
Oh, yes, it does.
Apparently a German publisher is remaking Jagged Alliance 2 sometime in 2011. Moving on. Valve is hoping to make things right with PS3 owners. Oh, Valve is all over the PS3s and nuts now. What happened there?
Big payout.
It had to be some money because Gabe Newell like made fun of the system forever, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, I like it." So that's kind of weird.
It's not weird. It's business. he probably got paid a shit ton of money.
I guess. I think that's just messed
up. I mean, what else would convince a man that, you know, a system he's been dogging on for years all of a sudden make the switch?
I haven't the slightest idea.
It's money.
Unless
food.
He's like...
A lot of Twinkies.
Unless he's big on 3D or something. I don't know. DJ Hero 2 is set to release on October 19th, and it gets sandwiched between Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock and Rock Band 3. So,
I'm going to be picking it up.
Did you ever get the first one?
No.
Mortal Kombat. Speaking of which, wasn't that on sale like this week at GameStop for like $40 with the turntable? Sure. You should go pick that up so you can like just get the turntable and then, you know, just buy the game when it comes out. That's a pretty good deal.
But they'll come out with a new, bigger, better turntable.
It's the same fucking thing.
Well, you know, I was looking at the new Game Informer with the Batman dude on the cover.
That's nice. I still haven't fucking got mine.
It's awesome. I got mine.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad everybody got theirs. I still haven't got last month's.
Why don't you need to call subscription services on that?
I need to call somebody and punch them in the ass.
That too, right, you asshole. But
I don't know how much good that's going to do.
I was looking through, and they had the new instruments for, I think, Rock Band, and they showed, you know, the guitars and the new drums with the hi hat cymbals now. So I mean, they're always going to make something better, and you're probably, you know, going to end up buying it.
I'm still using the Guitar Hero 2 guitar.
Well, they said that you use the Rock Band drums, don't you, with the cymbals or not the cymbals, but the wireless ones.
Yes, I use the wireless Rock Band drums.
They said you can buy the cymbal pack separately.
You could buy them before this game came out, so they can kiss my ass.
Well, no, these are different cymbals, though.
Whatever.
See, that's what I'm saying. They always make something new with each new game.
Whatever. You can still use the old ones, so I don't give a shit.
But if you use the Rock Band 1 wired drums, you can't buy the cymbals.
You know what? Fuck them both. They can kiss my ass with these goddamn plastic instruments. I'm fucking sick of them.
Don't kill the messenger.
I'm getting sick of it. The only reason I'm excited about Guitar Hero is because it's actually like Guitar Hero.
Right.
The songs on it are built for guitar. I don't give a shit about singing and drums and all that crap anymore. None of us get together and play it, and that was the only time it was fun anyway. So, you know, and I don't need a game to show me how to play guitar because I fucking know how to play guitar.
But I don't. So
well, that's nice. You're not going to learn playing Rock Band.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Because you won't keep doing it. You'll be like, this is too hard. Because if you play on easy...
Way to put out the fucking vibe that I'm just a quitter.
No. No, you'll start playing it. Here's the thing. You'll start playing it. And I don't know how the mode works. I guess it's only... there's only one difficulty for playing a real guitar. Because otherwise it would be stupid. Here, right. Learn how to play this song on one string. And then we'll teach you how to play it on six. Dude, buy a book. Buy a book and learn.
It's a lot cheaper than an electric guitar that has Rock Band stuff built into it.
Exactly. Buy a book and actually learn how to play the guitar. Stop trying to get everything to do everything for you.
That's America, brother.
Well, F that. Anyway, Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat developer thinks that MK versus Street Fighter is inevitable.
Yeah, baby.
Apparently, Ed Boon originally pitched the idea to Capcom over 10 years ago.
Wow.
So, and instead, Capcom went and combined with Tekken.
That's the better way to go.
Yeah. I still have a feeling that the biggest holding point there is the fatalities.
Oh, yeah, because he's not going to let him kill him.
And look at all the shit that DC and Mortal Kombat got.
I know, and everybody's like, why can't you kill them? I'm like, because DC said no?
Yeah. You know what, though? I actually enjoyed DC versus MK.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Marvel versus, DC versus MK. That was a great game.
It was fun. But, you know, since it's Mortal Kombat, it's got to have an M rating, otherwise people are just going to be dogging on it.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it works. Metal Gear Solid Rising apparently can be completed without killing anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't you say that about 4 too?
Yeah.
And, I mean, who actually did that?
I'm sure there's somebody
out
dude.
There who actually did.
Yeah, some dude. He's sitting there listening now like, I did it.
That's, me. Well, I'm raising my hand. Can you see me?
Congratulations. You sucked all the fun out of that game.
Parasite Eve fans are happy probably to hear that if the third birthday does well on the PSP, that they're talking about bringing the series to the PS3, which is where it should be anyway. Stop putting games out on the PSP. All you do is ruin how good they could have been.
Well, thing is, with you got, we just have to face, you know, the grim reality of, you know, putting a new game on a console, spending that much resources and money. It's a huge leap.
No excuses anymore with downloadable content. They could put it on PlayStation Network for $15.
Maybe they didn't want to make a $15 game. Maybe they wanted to make something that would be at least a $30 or $40 title, but they didn't want to spend $30 million to development as well.
Wipeout HD wasn't $30 million.
Yeah, but thing is, Wipeout has a lot more of an probably an over-wide fanfare.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry, but you want to release a game like that, that is that niche? Why the F are you releasing it on a system that nobody gives a shit about?
Japan.
Whatever. Whatever.
Thing is, remember when I told you about 2 out of 3 people have a DS on in Japan? 2 out of 3 people. Well, it's not quite like that with PSP, but it's about half and half.
Ugh. I'm so sick of the PSP. I'm so glad that it sells shit in America. I hope it dies.
Snap.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Actually, I liked my PSP when I had it. It just, there weren't enough great games for it.
That's the problem. It's
And somebody decided that they wanted it, even though it was mine.
Yeah, they decided they wanted yours.
Hey, yeah. There's a lot of great PSP games coming out. I mean, like, a lot of people dissed Dreamcast.
And look what happened to it. Seriously, don't use Dreamcast as a selling point.
No, I'm just saying, it's got a lot of great games. It's just people like to make fun of it because it's kind of like, you know, it's the struggling system, and a lot of people like to kick, you know, do that extra kick on the system that's struggling.
I would love to love my PlayStation Portable, but I agree that there are no effing games on it. That's why I'm upset with it.
I will say that there are very few games in genres that I enjoy on the PSP. When I had my PSP, I really only played MLB The Show on it, Siphon Filter, and Monster Hunter. That was pretty much it.
Well, I mean, I bought 5 games for PSP this year, and there's probably...
Well, but the difference is you're more of a portable gamer than anybody else on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
The portable systems in general have a certain style of game that's more suited to a portable gaming system, and there are certain groups of gamers that are more interested in those games. For me, the PSP was supposed to be kind of like the exception to that rule. But it still didn't get me into portable gaming because there still weren't enough games and genres I was interested in.
Yeah. I mean, in the next couple weeks, Chronicles 2 and Phantasy Star Portable 2 are both going to be coming out pretty much back-to-back.
That's amazing to me because Valkyria Chronicles, the original, all of its fan base was on the PS3.
Yeah.
And they moved it to the PSP.
Hey, man, it's hard economic times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Ugh.
I mean, if they actually made Part 2 for the PS3, and if it did just as badly as the original one did, Sega would probably be done. To drop off the face of the earth.
Well, here's my idea. If you want to complain about hard economic times, then why is the PSP the same effing price that it was?
That is a good point.
That thing has not dropped price, and I don't understand why, because it doesn't sell.
Yeah. That is a good point. I mean, Sony is pretty stubborn about stuff like that.
Yeah, well, when they announce the second one and it flops because it's coming out at the same time as the 3DS, then maybe they'll learn. Stick with your console. Anyway, Real Time Worlds is apparently restructuring to support APB. They're hiring back a portion of the staff that was released. So, that's good news for those that got fired. Some of them are coming back.
Yeah.
Here's a funny one. Castle Crashers has gotten a PSN release date of August 31st.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my birthday.
They didn't have Castle Crashers already?
No, it's not on PSN. It's just now been announced.
Wow. So. That's amazing.
Meanwhile, correct me if I'm wrong, but they never went back and fixed any of the problems that it had on the 360.
Not that I'm aware of.
It's still a good game, though.
Yeah, but that's really kind of crappy. Hey, we're going to release it on another system, but we're not fixing your copy. You should go buy it on the PSN because it'll be fixed.
Probably, yeah.
EA has outlined the special editions for Crysis 2. There is a no extra cost limited edition and a $150 nano edition. The nano edition includes everything from the limited edition in a steel case, along with an 11-inch statue of the Prophet standing on a New York cab. Also, there's an art book, of course, and it all comes in a nano suit themed backpack.
And that's $150.
Yeah. Company also announced that the 360 will get a closed multiplayer beta this fall.
Thing is, don't they know that the type of demographic that is fans of, you know, games like Crysis and, you know, stuff like that are, I mean, unless you actually include something that's actually, like, you can actually, I don't know, I just don't see a lot of the fans as being quote-unquote collectors.
Well, Halo tends to disagree with you.
I think that's the only exception, because Halo actually has novels and lore to actually geek out about. Because, you know, to be all honest, you know, video game collecting is a very geeky thing. And, you know, with the Crysis, I mean, I don't want to sound stereotypical, but I don't really consider them to be probably as geeky of a demographic as a lot of Halo players.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, it'll probably drop to $40 after about a month.
All right, next question I have to ask Killer Wolverine personally.
I see where you're going to go with this.
Hey, K Dub.
Yeah.
Are you offended by Mafia 2?
By what?
Are you offended by Mafia 2?
I don't know. I haven't even downloaded the demo.
Because apparently an Italian-American advocacy group has taken a stand against Mafia 2, saying it is stereotypical.
Oh. Get a fucking sense of humor. God damn.
We need to get Killer Wolverine's Italian grandparents on here so we can ask them about it.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a Killer Wolverine's an Italian grandpa. Killer Wolverine's grandma was just eating my meatballs. Get it? I'm making a joke because she had my nuts in her mouth.
Wow.
That's kind of gross.
That's really gross.
Father, where do you think your father come from?
My grandmother's mouth?
Hey.
What?
You never know. Anyway, moving on. Apparently Halo Reach will not be playable in 3D, despite rumors.
Darn. So,
who cares? EA's... The new company from Zampella and whatever the dude's name is, Jason West, right. Their game is yet to be decided, according
to EA.
Remembered
Zampella, but not West?
His name, he was always the one that's out. Well, actually, I'm pissed at him after his comment a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So that's why I remember him.
I don't remember his comment.
His comment was, reviewers need to finish games. I'm like, dude, why are you saying this? Every reviewer finished your game. It was only 30 minutes.
Yeah, your game took an hour and a half.
Piss me off. He's like, yeah, every reviewer should finish games. I'm like, well, you should finish your games too, apparently, because it's still glitchy. Developers should finish games, dick. Anyway.
Yeah.
There are two packs for Red Faction Battlegrounds DLC that's already been announced, even though the game was just announced like 2 days ago. They already announced DLC for that. And apparently will unlock content in Red Faction Armageddon. So,
do you see where this is going? I mean, I'm sure we all do. You pay $60 for a game.
This game's only $5.
Okay. But every single game that's coming out, you know, has DLC, and usually a lot of times anymore, they announce DLC before the game even comes out. And on top of that, we're starting to see with the sports games where you have to input a code to unlock multiplayer mode. Dude, if this is the route where we're going in 10 years from now, we're going to be paying $60 for the menu screen. And every single feature is going to be additional downloadable content.
Okay, well, first up, the code for online play, that does not affect anybody, except for people buying used games. So,
yeah, I
and even then, the price is $10 cheaper. So you can buy the code pretty much for free.
I understand that, but it's getting the populace comfortable with just an idea of another minor inconvenience. So that
I'm pretty sure, Gambus, that we had this exact same discussion not too long ago when UFC 2010 came out, and I'm actually I lean towards your position on it. I think it's kind of the charging for a code for multiplayer if you buy it used, while right now seems kind of innocuous, eventually leads to charging you per mode.
Yeah.
If developers feel like they can make money off of it.
Like, I mean, can you imagine paying $5 just to go into the option menu?
Yeah, see, I think that's a little extreme.
That's extreme.
And the fact that I don't agree with the code, you know, for people buying Madden or UFC, you know, used to pay a code to play online. I think it's bullshit. I always have and I always will. But again, I think this is also going to fail because then stores like GameStop are taking the initiative, making it $10 cheaper so they can get the code pretty much at no cost. So, I mean, still you can look at it both ways. I know there's, you know, things against that reasoning, but you know, I don't like the way they're doing it. I don't understand it, but I don't think that it's intended to, you know, for the purpose that you are saying, to pay for other features like that, because that I even think they think is stupid. I mean,
any new thing on the technology scene will be exploited for as much money as they can make off of it.
That's
and
true.
DLC is no exception. They'll keep pushing the market to determine where people are comfortable and where people aren't comfortable. And eventually, I mean, if you'd have told us 10 years ago that we would be paying DLC or paying for DLC for maps that were removed from the game, people would have went apeshit. Nobody would have believed you. And yet here we are in 2010, and pretty much everybody thinks it's no big deal. Follow that to its next logical conclusion, and the potential is there for, you know, DLC to turn into paying per mode.
But see, I agree with you completely, I do, but and people are, you know, who know that the maps have been removed or whatever to make the DLC paid for, I think they, you know, voice their concern on saying how bullshit it is, but then they end up buying it. So they're part of the problem, you know?
No, absolutely.
And I wish that if you had a problem with it, you don't support that. Because that will tell the developers to be like, hey, quit screwing with us, put the maps back in, and just, you know, fucking stop. It's stupid. There's absolutely no reason to take maps out, be like, oh, we have an idea. Let's take the maps out and, you know, charge them $10 extra. Bullshit. Don't play us like we're fucking kids anymore, because we're not. So stop doing what they're doing. And if you don't like it, not only voice your concern, but don't support it.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Anyway, moving on. And this story isn't going to help. THQ is apparently including one of the single-use codes in SmackDown vs. Raw.
Nice.
It will unlock multiplayer and other features, including access to the first DLC pack, I guess, which will add a couple of characters to the roster, some Halloween-themed costumes. Anyone who picks up a used copy of the game will have to pony up $10 for these features. So.
So it's pretty much EA and THQ doing this, huh?
Right now, yes.
I
would not be surprised to see something similar packed in with Call of Duty Black Ops.
I would almost guarantee it, actually.
Yeah. So,
Or the next Street Fighter game.
Speaking of the next Street Fighter game.
Hold on real quick. So, if I try to trade in Madden, the trade-in value is probably really low because of that. Am I correct?
I wasn't even asked when I traded in my extra copy, so...
I'm going to have to see because, you know, this is all their ploy to stick it to GameStop, you know, because they still use games, which is bullshit. But we've already been through this. I don't want to go through it again. I just have to say it's bullshit.
Well, I think it's hilarious that the video game industry is so pissed off about used games because every other form of media has used.
Yeah.
Well, and what I think is funny is that it doesn't hurt GameStop at all.
No.
Because even if the trade-in value goes down... all GameStop does is lower what they give you for the trade-in, lower the price of it, and then they sell you a points card, so you have to go pay for the multiplayer.
Yep.
So, I mean, in reality, it doesn't hurt GameStop at all.
Yeah, see, they've countered what EA and THQ are doing, so what's their next move?
Right.
So, it's stupid. They need to stop taking things so personally. I mean, how much is this really affecting them?
I don't know. I think they think it's affecting them more than it actually is.
Yeah. I'd like to be higher up on the video game industry chain just to see the fucking numbers, you know, that we are not allowed to see or can't see because I just want to see how much it really is affecting them. I don't think it is that much.
Well, whatever. Who knows? Speaking of Street Fighter, though, we got our first look at Ryu in Tekken X Street Fighter.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, there is a video and a picture of him out on the internet. Actually looks pretty good.
Is he not in the Game Informer?
Once again, how would I know?
Not asking you.
The one that's in Game Informer is Street Fighter X Tekken. He's talking about Tekken X Street Fighter. The other one, that's based on the Tekken engine.
See, I thought he said Street Fighter X Tekken.
No, Tekken X Street...
We'll just call it Tekken Engine and Street Fighter 4 Engine.
Oh, okay.
So
the one he's talking about is Tekken Engine.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh,
God bless it.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
What do you got blessing?
I can't get the page to load. Freaking love this crap.
No more news.
You can't get the page to load? I'm experiencing the exact same problem.
Hate the internet. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm following the news just like you.
How, if not for the internet, how else would we have achieved our enormous celebrity?
I don't know.
Among tens and tens of people.
Tens and tens of them. Wow, this is just awesome. Anyway, how you doing?
I do know
quest.
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, I was trying to think if there was any other news that I could mention.
That was a big one. One really big story.
Okay,
I think Scorched Angel went to sleep.
I think he did.
Hello? Maybe he did.
This podcast is all kinds of broken today.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you haven't been saying important things.
Yeah, I just realized my mic was out, but my headphones weren't.
Nice.
So nice.
Okay, full Rock Band 3 track list has been revealed. So, you can go find it. I'm not going to sit here and read all of them, but there's some big ones on there. And it's funny because as I read these lists for these new games, I'm like, isn't that already in the game? And then I realize it's in the other game. So I'm like,
there's a lot of songs that I've seen... repeats now from, like, Guitar Hero had it, now Rock Band has it, or Rock Band had it, then now Guitar Hero has it. They're just swapping songs back and forth at this point.
Whatever. Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, has apparently got a collector's edition coming out. And I'm sorry, but I looked at it, and Konami just wants to ass rape you.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
It's literally just...
And how are they going to do that?
It's literally just...
That did not take off as a company slogan.
No, it didn't.
But Konami, we just want to ask right
I seriously think it's just a case, and like an art book, and it's $80.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I saw it, and I'm like, wow, that's a ripoff. And here's the funny thing nobody seems to be mentioning yet. It's two discs on the 360.
I didn't know that.
Really?
So,
obviously, since nobody's been mentioning it, I didn't know.
Yeah, I was unaware of that.
That shows the Kojima influence. Lots of cutscenes.
I mean, that game looks interesting. Like, I saw you guys had a conversation about it on... you and Frustrated Fury Zero had a conversation about it, how people are comparing it to just like a Dante's Inferno God of War clone type of deal.
Which it probably will be.
Which it probably will be, but that's not that big of a deal because...
No, I think that's awesome. I look forward to it.
Exactly.
I think the game looks awesome. I have no problem with the game itself. I can't wait to play it, but I'm not paying $80 for a case.
Well, hell yeah.
So, they can suck it. Anyway... there's a rumor that the PSP2 has been shown to some publishers and it has touch controls.
Yay. Welcome to 2006.
Well, you know, the price of the PSP is still in 2006, so.
Yeah.
Why not the technology? apparently, motion control is now available in Japanese arcades, so.
Sweet.
If you're excited about motion control. Speaking of the Castlevania Lords of Shadow, it's due to arrive October 5th.
I wish I didn't even know it was coming out this year, to be honest. I thought it was early next year. I thought it got pushed.
Ooh.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I forgot to turn the music back on. Let me turn that back on now.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to what, the music? Me too.
Castlevania.
Microsoft is going to be updating their avatars when Kinect releases to make them look more realistic.
Are you serious?
Rock on.
Yeah, because that's what people want.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Of course.
I'd rather have that over Kinect.
Well.
Oh, snap.
you're just mad you didn't get in the beta.
Shh! I'm not supposed to say that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Now you've really done my chance.
Kinect is like Fight Club. Suda51 is apparently developing a shoot 'em up game for Xbox Live and PSN.
Sweet.
Which means it's going to suck.
No. Anyway, it's going to be a downloadable game, so it's going to be sweet.
Yeah, because all downloadable games are sweet.
Yeah. I think Suda51 will probably pull it off.
Yeah, well, he ain't done a game yet that I liked.
We haven't played No More Heroes yet.
Yeah, I have played them. Mag is going to get move support.
Yay.
So.
Lame.
Hey, I heard it worked really well with SOCOM, so.
That's actually true. I don't know. I'm just not interested in playing a game that I can play with a controller with
motion control.
Final Fantasy 14 on Xbox 360 isn't canceled, it's just paused. Of course.
Not canceled?
Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, fuck.
The reason, obviously.
Oh, kill Wolverine.
The reason is the same reason why they had trouble with Final Fantasy XI, which is that Xbox Live, they don't like it for the MMO thing. So, whatever. Sounds like an excuse.
Yeah.
Because Final Fantasy XI works, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, speaking of crappy games, Gambus, No More Heroes is releasing with move support in Europe.
Interesting.
What did you say?
Is it interesting?
You know what? If you're not going to listen...
I'm not paying attention.
Well, you know what? How about this one?
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2 was announced for PlayStation 3 this week.
Yeah.
Oh,
snap.
All right. Cool.
So, it's going to be on PlayStation. Apparently, we'll have an intro for Mass Effect 1's story. It will also include all of the DLC, and it is due out in the first part of 2011.
So here's a stupid question.
Well, here's a stupid answer.
Why won't they just release the first one?
Because it was published by Microsoft.
Yep.
Thank you. I did not know that. Thank you.
There you go. And apparently you got three answers.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Which is a real shame, too, because as awesome as Mass Effect 2 is, the one of the best parts of it to me was playing with my character from Mass Effect 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's my response to this story. Mass Effect is a traitor. Anyway, Square is apparently being called out for using PS3 footage in their 360 Final Fantasy 13 ad.
Which is hilarious.
So, whatever. Did I hit your big, big news, Gambus? Was that it?
Yeah, Mass Effect. Mass Effect. Funny thing about Final Fantasy 13, I have not touched it since like the first week and a half that I picked it up. I never thought I would say this, but I mean, a couple of portable RPGs this year, I think, are just pretty much basically just showed up Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion.
I'm not going to comment. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has a couple more announced characters. Beautiful Joe and Dormammu. Is that how you
say
it?
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who Dormammu is, but I think that Beautiful Joe's a good addition to that series.
Yes. Yes. I agree totally.
Activision has also announced their full track list for Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock. Which, once again, I just got confused because I thought some of the songs had already been announced. Whatever.
Warriors!
Ubisoft has announced Fighters Uncaged for Kinect. It's apparently like a Muay Thai fighting game that you are actually going to do Muay Thai. Which, those games always crack me up because, like, who knows how to do Muay Thai? It's going to play Kinect.
I do.
I'm just going to act like Sagat.
Actually, you should just act like Steven Seagal.
There you go. Muay Thai.
Well, he might.
I have a green belt.
Something. Portal
Tony
2.
Tony Jaa does Muay Thai.
Yes, he does, but he's a badass, and he's not playing Kinect.
He is not playing Kinect.
No.
He's too busy protecting elephants.
Exactly. Portal 2 is due on February 9th, 2011.
Yeah. 3 days before my birthday. I know what I'm getting for my birthday.
My birthday.
Actually, it'll be my 21st birthday, so I'm probably going to get drunk, so I won't remember playing Portal 2.
Oh, wow, I remember that day. Really, I'm showing my age here, but that's like, that'll have been a decade ago for me.
I'm sorry.
Way to make us feel young.
Yeah, thank you. Apparently Atlas is announced a new game. I'm sure Gambus knows all about this. It's called Catherine. It's based in the Persona universe. You know, I looked at the screenshot. I was joking with Frustrated Fury the other day on Twitter about this, but I looked at the ad for the game, I guess that was in Famitsu, and it just shows, like, some girl spread eagle in front of some little kid, like, looking dude, and I'm like, what the F is this?
What?
So, I don't even know what to think.
I don't even know what it is.
It's apparently some kind of RPG or something.
Interesting.
Made by the Persona guys. I don't know much about it. I just saw that picture and I'm like, wow.
What system or did it say?
PS3 and 360, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Apparently, Fifth Cell's next game will utilize the Source Engine. Those are the guys that made Scribblenauts, in case you were curious.
Yeah, I was going to be like,
We're getting back. The big PS3 announcement from Gamescom besides Mass Effect was the new SKU, which has a 320GB hard drive and is bundled with Move, due out on September 19th for $399.
Hmm.
So it comes with Move, the PlayStation Eye, Sports Champions, and a 320GB hard drive.
The people that will buy it just for the hard drive.
Probably.
I don't know.
Resistance 3 was also announced at Gamescom.
I was waiting for you to get to that.
So, and on top of that, apparently Insomniac just, like, pumps out games, because they announced that, they announced the new Ratchet and Clank, and they still have the multi-platform game that they have yet to announce.
Yup.
And the new Ratchet apparently was very disappointing for Ratchet fans, because it's a four-player co-op.
Yeah, it didn't really, I watched the trailer, it didn't really impress me.
Which I think a lot of people are upset that there wasn't a new single-player Ratchet game. So, I know somebody who was very upset.
But hey, I mean, if they want to try something new, more power to them. I hope it works out.
Well, I figured with Heroes on the Move, we had enough.
Yeah.
Blizzard has revealed the Cataclysm World of Warcraft Collector's Edition. That's $80. Comes with a boatload of stuff. Of course, an art book. I mean, seriously, how many art books do people need?
Yeah.
An in-game pet called Little Deathwing.
Nice.
Behind-the-scenes DVD, soundtrack, special edition mouse pad, and a trading card game.
Oh, all right.
So, lots of stuff.
A lot of swag.
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit gets a collector's edition.
That's the same price, isn't it?
Yeah. With extra cars. Early access to extra cars. I'm trying to flip through this. We're running into time. Dragon Age 2 release date, March 8th, 2011.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people just called off.
Yeah. Yeah, both Kat and I called off for that day zero, sorry.
Apparently the 360 Harry Potter uses Kinect for magic casting.
Sweet.
So if you didn't look like a dork before
for playing the Harry Potter game,
you just wait. You just wait.
Yeah. Get your wand ready.
It's going to be good. I think I've hit all the big news, unless somebody could think of another big announcement from Gamescom that I didn't hit.
PlayStation kind of took that show. They did a lot. They had a lot of PlayStation announcements.
Well, what about Gun Loco?
That looks interesting.
It looks ridiculous.
Yes, it does.
And it looks like ass. Oh my god. Square Enix, you just cracked me up. Anyway, we're going to move on to the tweets because I think that's about all I need out of that. Obviously, we announced we're going to have a big contest going on, and the details will go live tomorrow on ztgd.com. Basically, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know what's going to happen. What we're going to do is we're going to have you join the forums on n4g.com, and then we're going to have you post, and then the winner will be chosen randomly. Now, we're going to run this for at least 2 weeks, because it's going to run up pretty much till the release of Halo Reach, which is on September 14th. And this is from GameStop. I don't know the answer to a lot of your questions. I know a lot of people are asking me, which Slim is it? Is it the Halo Slim? I mean, like, and it you know, I don't know. It's an Xbox 360 Slim, dude.
Yeah, it's a new Xbox plus a copy of the game. What else do you want?
So, and we're going to give it away for free. So, there you go. But we'll get to the tweets. Professor Chaos said the same thing that I just said. Which Xbox is it? Well, we don't know.
You're not eligible anyway.
Yeah, so. Front Towards Gamer was talking about the Monday Night Combat Duel that's coming up this weekend. So I'd like some support if anybody would like to show up on my side.
No.
I know Frustrated Fury probably will. He's got my back.
He got your back.
He got my back. We got Follow Fridays from H-Dogger and Sam in Seattle. Chuck Bartowski says that he just got back from a 2-week vacation and found out that Zachary Levi, the guy from Chuck, will be doing some voice acting in Fallout New Vegas. He said, I might just get this game.
You should.
Sam in Seattle says, what are two games on each console that you're looking forward to this fall? Wii, PS3, and 360, and they can be multi-plat.
Well, 360 is definitely Halo Reach. Is definitely one of them.
Yep.
Do you want the Fables?
Yes, definitely want the Fables.
See, that's like the only two 360 exclusives.
Yeah, that's the only two I can think of. Wow.
I can think of two Wii games I want.
Metroid.
Metroid.
And what's the other one? Kirby.
Yeah, the new Kirby or the new Donkey Kong look good too.
Yeah.
Or an Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
I think that's this year, right?
I think that game is gonna suck.
Why?
I don't know. I just get a feeling. It's not anything I'm basing on looking at it. I just got a feeling. I got one in my gut.
Yeah. It just might suck.
I don't think anybody's going to come up with anything besides Halo Reach for Xbox or Fable.
I don't think there is anything.
I don't know that there is anything.
I thought he said they can be multiplat.
Well, yeah, you can do multiplats if you want.
Well, Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas for sure.
Medal of Honor.
PS3, though, I mean, what exclusives are there on that besides Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo, Little Big Planet.
I thought that was next year.
Little Big Planet, sure, no, this is this year.
Is it?
I thought it was next year.
I thought it was November. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have got pushed.
I don't know. Everything else did. Yeah, it did. Sony's got for this fall.
Let's see, what else?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, there's a lot of games. Force Unleashed 2 is number one on my list. I mean, that's a big one for me.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
So, Need for Speed.
I'm looking forward to Need for Speed.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to Red Faction.
That's next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Armageddon's next year.
I'm still looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to Call of Duty. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, well, since it's out there now, yes, I'm really looking forward to Black Ops as well.
I think it'll be a lot better than Medal of Honor.
I'm looking forward to the single player.
I'm looking forward to both.
I'm not looking forward to multiplayer and Call of Duty anything.
I'm looking forward to the new Spider-Man game coming out next month.
Yeah, I hope it's good. That too, actually.
Does look pretty interesting, that's for sure.
And I will say that for the first time in years, I'm excited about Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
The more tracks I see for that game, the more excited I get. They're finally, like you said, doing songs that are about guitars again and not...
I think that's the only reason I'm excited, because it's not as much a band game anymore.
Exactly.
And I that's what I remember loving so much about the original Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
So... But no, I definitely think my biggest game is The Force Unleashed. After seeing that clip from with Yoda,
that was total geek out.
That was total geek out.
Yeah, I have not seen that either.
Oh, there's going to be so many good games this holiday. I can't even remember them. Like Dead Rising 2's coming out.
Yeah.
Freaking! Oh, there's so much crap coming out. So I don't know. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Puzzle Quest.
There you go.
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
Is this episode number one?
Shut up. You know as well as I do that I have a lot more things going on now than I used to, okay?
Yeah.
So... Frustrated Fury says, I want that 360. I've been a loyal listener since episode 9 and I haven't gotten crap for it. Well, I got news for you, buddy. We've been loyal podcasters since episode 1 and we ain't got shit for it either.
Yeah, we ain't got crap for it either. That's the truth.
H-Dogger says, yeah, me want console. I need to get something for putting up with your crazy antics since 2006. Man, like, all these people think we owe them something.
We do every week. We give them our crazy antics.
We deliver every week.
Every week.
Wow. Well,
that should be.
That's up
big
for
enough
debate.
HDiver also says, "Do you have any info on how much that Windows 7 phone will cost? I want achievements on the go. Guesses are okay. I'd imagine it's the same price as all the other crazy phones.
Probably $200 with a contract.
There you go. $600 without.
Yep."
That would be my guess.
Last question from H. Dogger says, what gaming headsets do you think are the best between the Astros, the Tritons, or the Turtle Beaches? He's thinking about the Astros.
I'm actually curious
about this, too, because I'm going to probably need to buy a headset so I don't disturb my roommate this year at college.
I only use the Turtle Beach, and I think they're awesome.
What ones do you have?
I have the X31s. I believe the wireless X31s.
Okay.
I've used the X40 ones.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I've used the X40 ones, and they're excellent, but they're $200.
Oh, Jesus, no.
So, I would recommend going for the X30 ones. The X40 ones, if you can afford, are definitely worth it, but you can get the 30 ones for $100. So.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Go ahead, Wombat, what were you saying?
I was just going to say what's funny is that when GambusCon and I went to the MLG event a couple years ago, uh-huh. We got a whole bunch of stickers and patches and all that kind of stuff for Astro, and yet I've never used any of their products ever.
Do you wear the stickers?
No.
One of my coworkers at work actually bought a pair of Astro headphones, and he had Turtle Beach, and he said he's Astro all the way now.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So we got competing... opinions. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's all a matter of opinion.
Thing is, I'm curious about Triton, though. I wonder if Triton is kind of like the middle ground, or
I imagine they're all really good.
Yeah, because I was looking on GameStop's website, and they have a $30 pair of Turtle Beaches that looked pretty decent.
I'd imagine those are the wired ones.
Yeah, they are, which I don't care if it's wired or wireless. That doesn't bother me.
I would still make sure you don't get the X11s. Those are very small. I think it's... I forget which one. The X31s that I have, there's a wired model of them. I think they're like 70 or 80 bucks. So,
well, to be all honest...
Don't get the X11s?
Yeah, those are real cheap. I mean, those are only if you don't really care. I mean, they're
the X31s are... $100, and then the X11s are $70. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm looking right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, the XLC, that's what you don't want.
Okay.
The X11s are fine. The XLC
The XLC is the $30 ones I was telling you
about.
Yeah,
don't buy those.
Pass over those,
though. Yeah, don't buy those.
I was just looking at it because, $30, that's not bad, but... Okay. Well, thank you.
Anyway... Moving on, Altus1 says, turnout for this contest will be small since N4G is an anti-360 site. Save yourself the hassle and give the prize to me. And then Frustrated Fury says, as they should be, the 360 is the reason why gaming has turned for the worst. Final Fantasy 13 would have been better. Well, you know, any chance you had of winning just went down the toilet. So,
Final Fantasy 13, yeah.
He also said that he thinks Jaffe should be exempt from the contest. I know he follows you guys, but honestly, he only deals with B level or up. And he says, I'm also banking on the contest being whoever tweets to you guys during the show the most.
No. You played the wrong hand, pal.
He also said that we're going to pick their all-time favorite and longest-running fan, and that just so happens that would be him. Jerkstore81 gets back to real questions and says, do you prefer beer in a can or beer in a bottle? Well, considering that nobody drinks anything on this show, except for me, I'll go with a bottle. Son, don't you dare.
I'm not legal, but bottle.
Wow, really? You're getting into a bad habit.
Snap.
It's not as much fun when you have to pay for it. Just say
there's going to be cops coming to your house.
Yeah. Send them over there. Underage drinking is wrong. Podcast,
man. You are done broke the laws.
Yellow Wolverine called the cops already.
They are on their way.
More from Frustrated Fury. He says, you really want me to tweet to you guys? I mean, I've got nothing to do. Okay, you asked for it. Let's see. I know. I'll take a picture of every room in my house and tweet it to you guys. And Wombat, don't skip any of mine.
Did anyone, like, see this before that we were reading them? Because someone could have put, stop fucking tweeting. I mean, he showed every aspect of his place, even the toilet. Who fucking cares? I don't want to see your fucking toilet.
It's funny.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Soleil B7891, I guess is... I don't... It's an interesting name. He says, I'm so ready for Halo Reach, I'll kill a giraffe with my bare hands. Dude, I want that to be the contest, but I think PETA would probably get upset with us.
Yeah, they might, look down on that. But if you happen
to send us video of themselves killing a giraffe with their bare hands.
Please don't say it. Don't say it.
I was just going to say I would like to see that video.
Don't say it, because what will happen is somebody will fucking do it, and they will send us the video, and we're going to be the ones in trouble.
Oh, well,
that is not the actual contest.
I hope there are no people out there stupid enough to go and kill a giraffe.
Please do not choke a giraffe.
Disqualified.
Not only that, but you're going to jail. And you know what? We will have proof that you killed a giraffe with your bare hands, and we will send it to the police.
All right. Anyway,
we will not talk to you, because you're going to have to be pretty strong if you killed a giraffe with your bare hands.
Yeah, I'm keeping my distance. H Dogger says, everyone on the podcast explained to Frustrated Fury why the Xbox 360 is a better gaming experience than the PS3. And he just put a little face with a tongue sticking out. He wasn't serious.
Well, let's just move on, because...
It's better! Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, the summer camp I've been working at ends this tomorrow. just want to say thanks for helping me get through this crappy summer.
Nice.
You are welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
H-Dogger then says, let's make the Reach contest based on the Halo 3 experience. Now, that's an idea. I don't know what the Halo 3 experience is. I clicked a link. Oh, career stats. No. And then we have 14 posts from Frustrated Fury showing me his house. Great, I now know where you live, so I'm coming.
I'm going to tell David Jaffe where you live.
Yeah. Front Towards Gamer. I
have some words with you about your C-level piece of crap website.
Front Towards Gamer says, don't forget to get your troops together for our little throwdown on the 28th. See you in the arena.
So, he's calling you out.
Yeah, and I don't even have my crew because they're
the
all...
The operative word is you because nobody else is playing.
I see. I see that I have no backup. I'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Hey, I will try to be there.
I'll pray for you.
Fixer says... Even if you, talking to Jay Borsig, he says, even if you could win the contest, you just traded in for the next crappy game to come out.
Oh.
He says, sorry, I was just possessed by Altus One for that last comment.
Nice.
Che Morungo says, I'm ready for that console now. Do you guys watch the Jersey Shore? I do.
That disqualifies you automatically.
Oh, boo.
I've never watched that.
He's got a crush on Snooki. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Snooki. Every time I see that, I think Snoopy. I'm like, when's Snoopy on the Jersey Shore? Fixer says, if I could win the contest, I will donate my old 360 and half my games to the needy, meaning at Jay Borsig.
Nice. Wait a minute. He's got a fucking job. There's a guy on this show who don't have a fucking job. He's more needy. I'm needy.
I'm not going to have a job in 2 days.
Well, you still had a job.
That's true. And then I, in response to that, I said, whether you win or lose, I'll take some of those games off your hands.
All right. He also says, get back to podcasting, you slacker.
Is why he said that.
Frustrated Fury says, damn it, I've run out of stuff to take pictures of. I hope I win. Altus One says, sorry that I've been slacking as of lately. Here is your weekly dose of some classy sluts.
Wow.
He also says, so when do you bitches want to play some Halo 3 before it becomes obsolete next month? That's a good idea. We should do that.
That is a pretty good
idea. We
should
do that.
We should say goodbye to Master Chief.
Yeah.
So,
Master Chef.
He was in Eat Lead. So, there you go. Let's set that up sometime. We'll do that.
All right.
That's going to be awesome.
Okay, that'll never get set up.
Shut up. I'm going to do it this time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Spargo CX, I know that's a number in Latin. I just don't know which one it is. He says, Halo Reach is a must-buy for sure, but Two Worlds is also a must-buy. Two Worlds equals 39 out of 41 Chivos. Great game.
There you go.
Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
He rocked that game. He made you look bad, Wombat.
He did make me look bad. Two Worlds, though, is a great game, I will say.
I replied to Frustrated Fury's picture of his bedroom as saying, is that where the magic happens? He says, no, that's the ghost room.
Well, at least he's honest.
Okay, final question. Squeeze D. We just squeeze DD. Is that how we said it?
I can't remember now.
I think so.
Okay, he says, so who says man more? Peter Molyneux or Gambus?
Gambus.
Man.
Gambus.
Gambus.
Man.
Yeah, I gotta say it's Gambus.
Man. So there you go. That's all the tweets I have. The last thing we had somebody in the forum thread, because they didn't have Twitter accounts, said, did we just stop playing Peace Walker? It's such a great game. Personally, yes, I did, and I'm sure you know why now after listening to my rant about the PSP.
Who was in the forums? Well, who posted the question?
PS360 Wii.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's my reasoning, is I hate my PSP.
Trade it in.
So, no, I have to have
sell
it.
Sell it to me.
I have to
or
have
sell
it
to Wumble.
No, I have to have it.
But it hates you now because you hate it so fucking much.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I hate my Wii,
too.
It's
going to fucking, break on you and eject all the games you put in.
What, all two of them?
and inject it right into your fucking nose, man.
It's all right. It's got a layer of dust on it. It's never mind. Not going to make that joke. Anyway, we're done. So, Gambus, do you have anything you want to shout out before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'll do my round of shout-outs. Shout-out to the Evolve Gaming Podcast, the Pink and Deadly Podcast, the Front Toward Gamer Podcast, the Red Sun Gamer Podcast, and the 24ItX Podcast.
Yeah, that's the only one I don't know anything about. I know people from the rest of them. So,
yeah.
Anything else?
That's good show. That's it.
All right. That's it. Before we get out of here, obviously, you guys keep an eye out tomorrow for the contest to go up. We'll run for 2 weeks. Spamming the contest is not going to get you an easier win. This is going to be completely random. As we'll post with the rules, obviously multiple entries are not going to work. We do see your IP address, so don't even try it.
Yeah, instant turn off.
Yeah, you will instantly be disqualified from the contest, and we will be watching, so don't try to cheat.
Uh-huh.
But have fun with the contest, and I think it's awesome. I'm glad that we have a chance to give this away. I think it's going to be a great contest for everybody.
Yeah.
And at the end of September, somebody's going to walk away with a brand new Xbox 360 Slim and a copy of Halo Reach.
Yep.
That's worth listening to us, right?
No.
Okay.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, F you all anyway. So that wraps up the show. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind as to get us out of here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mr. Bay.